All right, I am recording.
Hi, hello people that are listening to this recording. You're listening to RDS Radio.
Wow.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Hot damn.
Oh my God.
Why? Grace, come on. Then why would you make out with me if I'm gay? Come on.
It's supposed to be a secret, Brad. Great, now Jay's back to the bathroom.
What? But I made out with Jay too. Oh God, I am gay. Crap.
Hi.
All right, who can tell me what this noise is?
I don't know. Pen?
No. Dude, if that was a pen click, I would want this pen big time. Oh.
We're having brownies, or we're going.
Dude, I'm awesome. I have brownies downstairs.
Oh, we're gonna put ice cream on it though.
Well, I have two different kinds of ice cream.
Oh, so do I. I have the mint.
Oh, mint.
Andy's mint. I don't know, mint cookie dough.
And boo to both of those.
No, boo to yourself. Go like, home, Brad.
Dude, cookie dough ice cream is nasty.
Oh, what? What? You're gay.
I used to like it. I used
dude,
to like
you're
it.
Lame.
Oh, when
on.
I was like 12.
You're gay, dude.
Dude, cookie dough ice cream.
You're lame. I can't believe you.
Way too sweet.
No, you just get the wrong kind, is what it is.
I guess.
We're coming on in 20 seconds, guys.
Scott, right. You can back me up on this, can't you?
Dude, I love cookie dough.
Oh, dude.
Damn it.
See? Cookie dough is awesome.
It's okay. It's okay in like small doses, but you can't get small doses in ice cream.
Oh, you can't get small doses.
Dude, you suck.
Yeah, I totally prefer my chocolate hazelnut or
like,
coffee.
You totally suck.
Right,
and
like,
we
to you.
Are on.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, everyone.
Hello. All right.
Welcome, everyone, to RDS Radio.
It is May 8th. I'm not May 8th. Crap. Why did okay? Why?
Why
is it
do
that?
You keep saying it's May?
ASIN
is like, not over.
Okay, I understand. It kind of reminds me of the whole like scene in Monty Python and the Holy Grail where he keeps saying five and he wants to say three. You know, so I want to say May instead of March.
It's fine.
Kind of like that.
You suck.
I know. All right.
It's
March 8th.
2006.
I thought it was 2007.
That's what I thought, too.
Oh, yeah, it is, actually.
That 2006
was for
noobs.
It is.
Ooh, dude. Noobs.
Yeah, I know. Noobs. Anyways. You got the same group of people here. Me, Brad, and Beowulf.
Wait, who are you?
I'm Boop.
Hey, Boop.
Boop Escava.
My name is Dr. Stephen Poop.
What? Did you check on your brownies?
Oh, my brownies are
doing
fine.
We're making brownies.
It's the noob, the
anyways,
jerk, and the elitist.
But
what is going on today? What's going
but
on today?
The question is, what way do I get it in her? Maybe I'll put it in her brownie. Hey!
I hate you!
It's the rest of the
vibe. Yeah, sorry, Chris.
But this is RDS Radio. Aren't you supposed to be talking about AMVs?
No.
How is
that?
Crap. AMVs. More like gay AMVs.
AMVs are
gay. AMVs are gay. Damn it, I'm always the one who's too loud.
I don't know why you're too loud.
I don't know.
Dude,
I just shoved my microphone way away. There.
And I can barely even hear you.
I can hear him fine.
All right, the reason that Grace isn't loud is because she doesn't have her own microphone. She's like sitting away.
No, yeah. I'm sitting on Jay's lap.
Oh, she's talking on
nice.
My small mic.
Yep.
Anyways.
Ouch, now Sat's telling me to shut up.
Hi, Sat.
Okay, fine. I'll turn him down, I guess.
Damn it.
I already turned you down.
Sat hates me.
Is that better?
She loves me. All of Sat's love is diverted to me.
I guess.
Anyways.
Yes.
What are we doing tonight? Oh, yeah. Isn't there something going on?
No.
Yes,
oh,
this
oh,
is
yes.
the final,
final match.
Match of the online Iron Chef
AKA,
tournament version,
AKA the,
version 2.
I know. AKA the international
battle of
the badge.
Yes, awesome. If you've been following the online Iron Chef tournament, it's finally come down to two people, and that's against Aqua Sky and Nisephany.
That's right.
The only two females that were in the contest, and they are competing against each other for... Yeah.
Wow.
Good job, Scott.
I haven't.
Good job, Scott.
I sort of just signed up and waited until it was my turn to...
Well, in light of this, we decided that tonight we're just going to go ahead and do like an Iron Chef show, and we're going to be calling up random people that were not quite winners in this tournament.
Yeah.
And seeing what their predictions are for the, I don't know, I guess the outcome of this tournament and see who's going to win.
Well, but the thing is, though, everyone's just going to be cheering for the one that they lost against, like, in their round, so they can feel, like, if we call up Alan, of course he's going to be like, dude, I hope, Aqua Sky wins, because I lost to her. You know what I mean? Like you are hoping that Liz wins.
Well, I only hope that Liz wins, because it's Batman.
No. Batman is Batman.
Oh, well, yeah, well, Batman will owe me $20 if she wins, so.
All right.
Yeah. That's the only reason.
I see.
I'm going to go check out the brownies.
Right.
Anyways, we're gonna randomly call one of these people unless we have some news to talk about.
Well,
nothing really happened.
Yeah. Well, I was reading General IMV, because I do that sometimes.
Oh, okay.
And I saw a thread called "Reveal Yourself."
Yeah, that was great. That was a good thread.
Yeah, it was a good one.
Everyone. Those are great pictures over there.
We hadn't seen, at least I personally had never seen the Wonder Twins ever.
I'm sorry. They posted their picture before.
Where?
To me.
To you. Am I Jay?
What?
Am I you?
Sometimes.
I mean, I know that we're twins, but do we have the same screen name?
Sometimes.
No, we don't.
Well, I have Coop is okay.
Yeah, so you copy me. I don't have...
That's not... You I don't have Adamiscation.
I do not have that.
Yeah, you
not.
Do.
I do not, David.
Yeah, whatever. It's Are not... you black?
Apparently.
Okay.
Yes, Pewolf is black, according to Liz.
He's a toasty one.
He's toasty.
It's true.
All right. Awesome.
We got a movie.
We do. Most good. All right, I'm gonna go ahead and randomly call someone that was.
You don't want to talk about your big announcement.
What
you
big really announcement? Care. I don't know what you're talking about.
All right, fine.
So here we go. Random person number one from the Iron Chef tournament.
Mm-hmm.
Do do do.
And you're gonna have to tell me who this is, because I can't.
We are calling. Rat.
What?
Christy Rat.
Who?
Christy Rat.
Oh, was he even in the tournament?
Yeah, he was. He lost to his own teammate.
I know.
Or studio mate.
Yeah, dude, who does that?
Rat.
I don't know. I
need you to speak up, man. I can't hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
All right.
What is up, man?
I'm getting clips from stuff.
Oh, you're editing, eh?
I'm editing, yes.
Alright, well, good to hear from you. I haven't heard from you in a while. Meaning yesterday. What do you think is going to happen tonight? Who thinks is going to win?
I don't know. I'm rooting for Liz right now just because everyone else is rooting for Aqua.
Oh, you're rooting for the underdog.
Yeah.
Awesome. I guess Liz, technically, could be considered the underdog only because she is the rookie, yeah. But it's going to be interesting how it pans out.
It's definitely going to be a tight match.
But dude, why did you lose, though?
Why did I... It was all a confidence booster, you see, because I knew, Matt was having a tough time, and he needed, a little push along. So.
Actually, I do know why you lost.
Because you suck?
It's because you use Scryde.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with Scryde. What are you talking about?
Everything is wrong with Scribe.
Well, no, he lost because he was going against his, you know, the better half of his studio.
I seem to recall another Iron Chef that we had where I beat him.
Well, I don't recall this.
Coop was the judge.
I don't recall any of this.
Were you drugged?
This is the one that matters, man.
Yeah, this is the official tournament. Yeah.
Here's about what happens on the site. You know, it's like that, you know, that 3-point shot from half court that you make when no one's looking. No one cares.
But dude,
I made it! Hey, that's like, great, man.
Yeah, right. Whatever.
Nobody cares.
Whatever.
Nobody believes you.
No! and then you'll never be able to make it again.
I know.
Ever.
Yeah, that's true. Even that's when okay. You get really good at it, as soon as someone looks, you miss.
Yeah, exactly.
Every time.
Mm-hmm.
That's the story
of
your life.
That's the only time that matters.
So how's the AMV world for you, Krat? I mean, I don't think we've ever had you on RDS Radio to talk about your own videos and such. I know you're working on a video, but would you like to enlighten the listeners?
It has a lot of rotoscoping.
Yeah, fake rotoscoping, you jerk. He's like doing like a little eyeball or a little part
of a
finger.
Okay.
That's so lame.
In the last episode of Burst Angel, there's a scene that is exactly what I'm doing. It's black and white, and there's rotoscope bits. I was like, what? I'm so using this scene because it takes away all my work.
You cheater!
Nice.
So you are doing fake rotoscoping. I knew it. It's okay.
So perfect.
You jerk.
Wait, you're making a Breast Angel AMV?
Breast yeah. Angel.
Bust Angel.
Bust Angel?
Oh, it's Breast.
Breast Angel.
Breast Angel.
I noticed that throughout the series, all their breasts get bigger.
Really?
Oh. Yeah.
That's awesome.
I know, it's incredible.
Yeah, that should happen in every anime. Like, it doesn't matter if it's like a really, like, you know, hate show like Breast Angel is. Anyway, just, I mean, like, even like Azumanga Daioh, you know, just... That's fine. You know, at the end of the show, they're all like, you know, double D's, and, you know, even Chiyo-chan. What the hell?
No, it's not. What are you talking about?
No, I'm saying it should be like that, you know?
No, I don't think so, man.
Chrono Crusade would be much better if Chrono had breasts.
What?
What? I'm saying.
Not really.
Right.
Gay, bro.
Right. Obviously.
Hey, anyway, thanks for, talking with us, Krat.
Submitting to the abuse, yes.
Alright, we'll see you. Okay. One for Liz. Here.
Thanks for participating in the tournament,
yeah.
Even though you weren't quite a winner.
Yeah.
Maybe next time.
We'll send you a certificate.
Alright, awesome. Okay. Let me ask you this, though. If I do start up a third tournament, are you going to be in it again?
Oh, absolutely.
Alright, then.
Alright.
Alright.
See you then, maybe.
Alright.
Maybe.
Don't die.
Maybe.
Bye.
Sometimes. See you.
Okay.
All right,
actually,
then.
We didn't even mention what, like, the tournament was like. I mean, I know you posted the rules, but I know a lot of people.
All right. Well, I'll give a brief overview of it. This is the second online Iron Chef tournament, and I'm assuming that pretty much everybody is at least familiar with Iron Chef. But just in case, basically the premise is two editors go up against each other, and they have a limited amount of time to make a video. And normally, it's just 2 hours. That's the default. And they have a specific source and a specific song that they have to use. And like throughout the tournament, like throughout the rounds, the rules change a bit. But the default is they pick 6 anime DVDs. And then we put them into a list, and then I roll a virtual dice and picks a number between 1 and 6, and that's the source that they have to use. So they rip it, and 24 hours later, I give the opponents a song, and then they edit for 2 hours, and then the videos are done. I put them on my web server, and I have 3 judges. And in this tournament, it is Kuso Yaro, Castor Troy, and SNH Knives. And they vote on it, and it's all blind judging, so like the file names are just like video A and video B, and then the judges submit you know, vote for A or B, and that's who wins the match. So yeah,
I see.
that's how it goes. And did we lose right. P-Wolf?
No, I'm here.
No, he's still here.
Okay, I just I heard chill. A lot less.
I know the final that you have set up here is a bit different from that setup.
Yes, it is. It is a very bit different. In this final round, the rules are they are actually using the same source with two different songs. This is the first time we're doing it like this in the tournament. And the source that they're using is Millennium Actress, which is a very beautiful, brilliant movie from Satoshi Kon. If you haven't seen it, I highly suggest you
check it out. Nah, I'm probably going to watch it.
It's so good. I don't think you would like it, though. I mean, I don't think you'd like
maybe
it.
Maybe I'll like it, just to spite you.
Good.
That's what I do, I spite you.
You're all about spiting me.
Of course.
But anyways...
I
guess.
Spite Brad.
Like I'll give him music, and even if he does secretly likes it, he'll say that he hates it. Like, eh, I don't like it. Just despite me.
Of course.
But anyways, but how we picked the songs is I had the two of them after they found out what the source was, they looked through their music library and they each picked out three songs that they believe they could edit, Millennium Actress too. And then we put those songs into a list of six, and then we rolled dice, and then, one for each person. And, whoever got whatever number, that's the song that they got. And now they're editing, and yeah, they actually have about 33 minutes left.
Yeah, they actually had 4 hours to do this, right?
Yes, they're editing for 4 hours, which is...
It's crazy.
Also a tournament first, but...
I told this to them. They should have just, taken a nap in the third hour. That's what I would have done. I'd be like, screw this, I'm going to take a nap and come back to it. Yeah. Then I'll be like, oh, it's done? Ah, too bad.
Well, in this case, I'm not going to say who has what song, but both Aqua and Liz ended up getting songs that Liz picked out.
I see.
That's just how the dice got rolled.
Oh, so she cheated.
Yeah, exactly.
Sweet. $20 for me. Alright, I think I'm going to go ahead and play a couple songs here, and then we'll call up another person, and then we'll probably keep going that way until the editing is done. For the editing time is over for the finalists.
Mm-hmm.
Then we're going to call them up and see how they did and see what's going to end up happening.
Yeah.
I got a couple songs here from, I don't know. Oh, it's from Angel X and one from Infesto. Yeah, so I'm going to call him Infesto.
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 Infesto?
Yeah. So here we go.
Very good.
Yep. It happens.
Hey, I actually said stuff this time.
Yay.
Good job, Grace.
Did you take out the brownies?
I did take out the brownies. They came out perfect.
Can I eat them?
They're cooling.
Can I eat one right now?
No.
Yeah. I want a burn my thumb. Burn.
Why can't I eat
your
one?
Thumb?
Well, how long does it take to?
I don't know. Until they cool completely.
How long is that?
About
2 hours.
Are you kidding me?
No.
No.
15 minutes.
Like 15 minutes? Can I put ice cream on it?
Could I put a brownie in my mouth, please?
Oh, I want some.
Can I just lick it? I just want to lick it.
Ew. Ew, 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 ew.
This
so
what?
Gross.
I licked my mic.
Ew.
Ew.
Awesome.
This is not a recording that people want to listen to.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is.
This is why they download it.
Exactly.
Get the juicy bits.
Mm-hmm.
Literally.
From licking your own mic?
Mmm.
Fine.
Wait, Jay.
What?
Do what you're gonna do at ASM at night when we're in bed.
No, I'm not gonna do it now.
Do it.
No.
Come on.
No. No.
What are you gonna do?
Grace wants
ASM?
To hear it.
No, I can't. Brad, we have to save that for ASM.
I just want to freak Grace
out.
Well,
fine. You do what you're gonna do at ASM.
No. You said you were gonna do it. I'm not.
No, you do it because the thing is, it won't matter to her if she. She won't hear
the
way it's coming
out
of the mic.
That's true. That's true. All right, hang on. All
right. Here, Brad's gonna do the thing.
Jay, just take it. Just let it happen. Just close your eyes.
Stop it. It's like you're hurting my soul.
Just close your eyes.
Stop it.
Creepy. Just let it happen. yeah. Hey, it's Jizz Nancy. Or, I like Jizz Nazi better.
Alright, we're gonna call him up next, I guess. Unless we can get anyone else. The only ones that I can call up are him and Kitsune left. I don't know.
Wait, I mean,
I don't think Callum is on. I don't think anyone
Metro.
Else.
Oh, we should get Callum. Damn it. I can totally just... Oh, well, he's asleep, man. He's an Aussie.
Well, will he wake up?
No, he's not asleep. It's only
no,
like
he
2
shouldn't
o'clock
be
over
asleep.
2:30.
That's true.
Please keep him right. With us right now.
That's true. All right, fine.
At school or something, maybe.
Fine. Shivan's on.
I can call him.
Zarktrax is not
well,
on.
I mean, I'm talking about on Skype.
Well, I understand, but you can, like, I am say, hey, get on Skype.
Oh, well, if you want to get him. I don't care. Your choice.
There, I just said get on Skype. I can get Bakadeshi. On Skype.
I'm gonna focus on something to eat. I'll be back.
He's doing Ragnarok. Blah.
What?
He's Shivan's playing Ragnarok online.
It's cool.
Is that the other thing?
No, it's not. That's...
Rikion.
That's Rick. I have no idea what that is. I don't know. Maybe. Ow.
Dude, why'd you do that?
Alright, give me some. I want some.
Oh, wait, never mind. He's playing WoW. He says, I'm doing Rag.
Ragnarok.
Oh, okay.
Rag?
Molten Core. Sorry.
Yes.
Wait, people have participated. You can ask him about it.
Huh?
Who cares about that?
So did you.
I did
well,
what?
Yeah.
I got
we're not talking to the that ones that lost in the first round.
Oh.
Oh.
I see how it is.
Bakadeshi is not going to do it.
No, I already asked Bakadeshi.
He's like, I haven't keeping up with the Iron Chef tourney since I was defeated in 2. I don't have a mic.
Okay.
Jerk.
Jerk.
And Shivan says, I'll get on after if
well,
we
I mean, I wouldn't mind having an entry, but I'll wait until it's Skull Code.
Shivan says, I'll get on after if we don't do Blackwing Lair. Yeah, what a jerk.
The jerk.
That's what I said.
Well, I want to talk to Neotex. Is
ask
he
him what server he plays on.
No, he's asleep.
What a vagina.
No, you ask him.
I don't have his screen name.
NSX003.
God, I don't know.
Oh.
God.
I know that.
You know, I don't care. Well, sucks.
I know.
Okay, wow. I'll probably play later.
Can I sit on Waffle's lap?
No.
Huh?
He's all syrupy.
Yeah.
I like this
one.
Ew.
No, disgusting.
It's buttery.
Disgusting.
Butter.
Waffle butter.
Yay, waffle butter. Ew.
Ew.
Sounds very good.
I'm gonna listen to Invisto's promo when it comes out.
Oh, they don't even know what they're talking about.
That's fine.
What the hell is this song?
I don't know, dude. Who cares?
Just listen to it.
I'm not gonna listen to it.
Listen to it.
Nobody says anything.
It's so weird.
What What the hell?
Well, I'm gonna listen to Stowe's thingy. What?
The hell?
I don't know what the hell that was. Thanks a lot, Stowe.
That was
the hell, man.
You weirdo.
That's crazy.
Dude, go home. Seriously.
Nice. I have no idea what the hell that was all about. Sorry.
I'm so confused.
Anyways, we're gonna go and jump into more, random
Iron,
interviews.
Iron Chevy-ness.
Who did we set to call?
I don't know.
I guess we'll call up the other half.
Of that last match that we were talking
of
about.
That, yeah, of that last studio. The better half. No, I do not have a Mustang. What the hell?
Yeah.
Yo!
Hi. We have Kizanzi on the line.
Kiznazi.
The another not quite winner from Visualized Nightmare Studios.
The Kizanism.
Because you pitted us against each other.
Well, it's not like you lost to him.
I know, but still.
Who did you lose to, Kizanzi? I forgot.
What?
Oh, you lost to X-Nod.
And that was a really good match, though. I say that for a lot of them, you know, I'm kind of like Conan O'Brien, where I say, oh, this is a great show, even though it's not. But
it's exactly the same as any other show.
It is. Exactly. But,
which is usually a great show.
Yeah. But in this case, like, Sanzi and Exiles was actually a really good match. And I personally liked X-Nod's a little bit more. I mean, I personally like Sanzi's a little bit more, sorry. But I could have seen how it could have gone either way.
Yeah, he just had more substance in mind. My stupid circles took forever.
Yeah. But you had effects in your video, but they went with the footage really well. Because I mean, it's all rainy and everything, and all of a sudden you have raindrops coming. I was like, hey, that's actually really cool. Hmm. But yeah.
I actually don't remember yours guys.
Of course you don't.
I don't think I even watched it.
You probably
plus, you also used Samurai Champloo, which is really cool. I've actually been watching that with Lola lately. And we actually watched that episode. So, like, hey, that's what that was about.
SARS Studios. Anyways.
But your Round 2 video was also very cool.
I watched that one.
That's personally my favorite one.
Yeah,
one
that's
with
Midori
and Jubi. No, I like the Jubilee one.
That was
round one.
That was better.
I liked the round two video a lot better.
That's because you're gay.
Yep. Need to get that compilation out.
This already many, many times.
I know. I'm gonna make a promise.
Not to be gay.
I can't promise that, but I'm going to get the rest of the compilation videos done before the end of the month.
Dude, nobody cares anymore, Brad. It's over.
They do.
No, nobody
honestly,
cares.
Honestly, you know, I have people asking me about it, like, every couple days.
It's probably the same person, isn't it?
No, it's...
You have a person ask you.
I have people
interested. Other people ask
people.
You.
People
guys,
know me.
That little voice in my head.
Yes.
Well, anyways, the reason we got you here, what are your predictions for tonight's matchup?
I personally would probably, I'd probably be leaning more towards rooting for Liz, but I have a feeling that Aqua's gonna win.
Aqua's gonna win, okay.
That's just my, that's my.
Why do you think Aqua's gonna win?
I don't know, it's just Liz's videos, they all had their own like feeling, like flow and feeling to them. Mm-hmm. But I think Aqua's videos just stood out a little bit more. They really, I don't know, just a tiny bit more. There was something in them.
A smidge.
So how much did she pay you to say that?
About $40.
$40, okay.
That's right.
So Kazanzi can be won over with
$40. Okay. $40 for Kazanzi. Oh, okay. One night.
One night.
One night with Kazanzi. Okay.
All things $40. Go. On all no holds barred. All
right, cool.
Sweet.
Pretty cheap, man. Jesus.
That's awesome, man. That's a great, that's great value.
I'll take two.
Take two nights.
Wow. Okay.
Round trip.
Do you have, I mean, do you have any special deals going on?
Yeah, you got like a 2-for-1.
Thing. 2-for-1. 2-for-1 weeks, weekends.
Okay.
Really?
Sweet.
Yes, I win.
Yeah. Are you like book solid for the next couple of weeks then?
For the next couple, but before ASIN, I think I have a week open.
All right. Cool. I'll have my people talk to your people.
There you have it. They know where to find me.
All right, cool.
Anyways.
Right, you have any more questions to ask, Matt?
Not really.
All right.
Okay. All right. Okay. Fine. I do have one.
What?
Well, you probably haven't seen a lot of the other rounds videos, so I guess never mind.
Yeah, so I guess
awesome
no, I don't.
Question.
Well, okay, fine. What I was going to ask is if you could pick one video out of the entire tournament that you would say is your favorite, which one would it be? Even if it lost, but never mind.
Of the ones I've seen in the compilations and stuff.
Okay, sure. How about that?
Because those are the only ones I've seen so far.
Okay.
But actually, I think not to be a suck ass here, but I'd probably say. Coop, you did your first round of the Wolf Rain, right?
No, that wasn't me.
That was
SSJ.
That was? Oh, yeah. That one. Sorry, my bad. But that one is the one I'd say then.
All right.
I watched that one. I was like, damn. That was 2 hours.
Well, damn.
Damn.
Okay then. All right.
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah, he did do that.
Well, SSJ lost to Aqua, so.
I saw. See, that's a little bit more my confidence sways that way.
Because she beat. SSJ. Okay.
She beat the guy that everybody was calling to win. That guy.
All right. That guy.
I see.
All right. Well, nice talking to you, Matt.
You too.
Don't die.
Yeah.
We should get one of the judges on here.
Nobody is on.
Shane is on.
No, he's not. He left.
He's still on AIM.
No, he's totally lame.
Tell him to get on Skype right now.
Well, Lee's gone, and Caster's nowhere to be found.
Caster's away.
Alright, if you can get Shane on, go ahead. But right. I'm going to go ask P-Wolf here, because he was actually in the tournament, too.
Huh? What did I do?
Yeah, you were in the tournament.
Yeah.
Who do you think is going to win?
You know what? I don't know, because I haven't really been paying attention.
You flamer.
I watched, one of the compilations, and that's all.
I see.
But I,
So you saw the AMVs are gay thing.
Yeah, AMVs are gay.
Yeah, I see.
I'm rooting for Liz just because she's the noob, but they're both noobs, so, you know.
They're both noobs?
In your book.
Compared to you jerk?
Yep.
Because he is a jerk. Yeah.
I read about you people.
Uh-huh.
you're a jerk.
Yeah.
You're one of those...
Those jerks
those
that
jerks.
I read about.
I've heard about you.
So is Shane coming on or what?
Okay, here's what he said. I haven't been on Skype in months. I don't even know if it works.
What's it gonna do?
It's like...
Oh no, it just stopped working when you left
Jay,
Skype.
Listen, Skype is like an automobile. If you let it sit for way too long and not turn it on every once in a while, it just stops working.
Yeah.
Forget how to press the green button.
Well, he might have an older version of Skype still, so...
Even still, it takes
It's still shit
2 minutes to update.
Connect and stuff. Alright, well, tell him to get... What's your question?
Jay, you lost in that tournament. You're a not quite winner.
Oh, I'm voting.
Yeah,
I told
exactly.
you, I'm voting for Liz because I get $20 if she wins.
From that end.
The only reason why you're voting Liz?
Yeah.
$20. I'm so sad.
Pretty much. $20.
It's a lot of money.
It is. I could, If I, the last time I won $20.
Wait, hold
too.
On, wait. Did you... Okay.
So
right, Shane,
I can add
on,
this.
Wait,
I can add it to this $20 and then buy Kazanzi for a weekend.
He just said... Plan. Shane just said, can you hear me?
What? How can we... What?
What?
He opened up Skype and started screaming into his microphone. Hello?
Hello? Is anyone there?
All right. Okay, then he said, or rather, do you see me? Can you see him on?
What's his Skype name?
Isn't it hang on.
No, wait, he was, they're closer.
Hold on, wait, what?
Is it Dragon Kick Ass?
Hey, I was trying not, alright, yeah, I guess.
Dude, it doesn't matter, he was on IRC with that name.
That's true, alright.
Alright, let's see if he's on. I'm just gonna try calling him.
Okay, fine.
There he is, he's there.
Alright.
And we are calling Shane.
Shane Lee.
You can pretend to be Shane right now, Brad.
What?
Oh, no, wait.
Hello?
You didn't have to pretend. There he is. Hi.
Hey.
Hi, what are you guys doing?
We're kind of doing a little radio show.
Okay.
Called RDS
yeah.
Radio.
RDS Radio, yeah.
Yeah.
How's it going, man?
And I don't think you're listening in.
No, but, I was getting ready for bed. What's going on?
Well, it's an Iron Chef special.
Yeah, well, since tonight's the final night of the Iron Chef tournament, we were calling everybody that was either participating in it or, in your case, a judge, and just wanted to get your input on how you thought the tournament went and things like that. And who, based on, well, the thing is, I don't think you actually really paid much attention to whose video was what, because it was all blind judging anyway. So, but. Who, I mean, okay, do you remember, like, which videos were Aqua Skies and which videos were Lizzo's?
No, not really.
Yeah,
I don't. Well, if you had to pick, who do you think will win tonight? I mean, not blind.
I thought Alan Klontz was going to win the whole thing.
Yeah, me
really?
Too, honestly. I did.
Yeah. And then when I was actually really surprised, like, that, the video, the, was it Aqua Sky or Liz that beat him?
It was
Aqua Sky.
Yeah, that video was amazing. And I watched the video, I was like, that's got to be Alan Klontz.
Because of the song, wasn't it?
Yeah. So, yeah, that was a big surprise.
Just because of the Straight Outta Compton thing? Okay, well, was it, okay, what swayed your vote more, the editing or the song?
I think it was both, because in that video, the editing and the song went together so perfectly.
Yeah.
Like, Alan's video is pretty well edited, but, like, the other, Aqua's video was, it just all came together.
Okay. Well, I just asked this question to Kasanzi, and since you, I know that you actually have seen all the videos that have been in the tournament, if you had to pick one single video, which one do you think would be your favorite?
I have no idea.
Which one I mean, stood out and was like, wow, that was actually really good for an Iron Chef?
There was actually one I was thinking of this morning, but I can't remember it now. I honestly, I have to watch all of them again. I can't remember.
Good job.
All right.
That's fine.
All right. Oh, like, hey, Brad, like 90% of the time, like, you'd send me the links at like 3 a.m. I'd watch them before work, and just you know, I'd watch them and just submit my vote and just leave.
That's fine. That's what I used to do when I was a judge.
That's fine.
I think it's better to pick on your first instinct rather than sitting on it for a while.
How much time is left, anyways?
There is actually 6 minutes left.
No, they started 5 minutes later, so there's actually 11 minutes left.
Brad!
You ruined it!
You lamer.
What the hell, dude?
You're playing
Come
with
on.
People's emotions, dude,
okay.
Jerk.
Technically, I mean, you can blame Liz and Aqua because they didn't get me their songs in time.
Dude, Brad.
What?
Brad.
What do you want?
What are you saying? I mean, just let it go.
Thank you.
I'm
so
dirty
for listening in on this thing.
That's fine.
Awesome.
Anyways, well, Shane, I wanted to say thank you for being the judge for all 31 of these matches. And
no problem.
I know that you're going to bed, so we'll get your vote tomorrow night. Yeah, sorry, guys. You're not going to know the results of the match tonight. It will be tomorrow, but that's fine.
Yeah, you jerks.
It's fine. Don't worry about it.
Is Casper not around?
I don't think so. And
Lee is at a party somewhere.
Yeah, so.
You judges are never around.
He's at a party?
Yeah.
It's Wednesday, March.
It's spring break.
He always parties.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm.
School.
Well, I mean, regardless, he'd probably be out anyway.
He has a switch. Yeah.
Yep. Anyway.
Wait, Nate wants to say something.
Nate?
Yeah.
Nate's there.
Why
he's
is
not
Nate
there. He's IMing me.
Okay.
Man.
What is he saying?
Well, first he said, fuck you, but that was towards me.
Oh.
Or he said, like, whatever I say, you'll make it something gay anyway. All right, never mind.
Okay.
Nate has nothing to say.
He has nothing to say. No comment from Nate.
No.
And he will be at ASIN, right?
Doing Iron Chef.
I think so. He should be.
And you're going to be at ASIN. I wanted to ask you, who are you going with to ASIN?
Who am I going with to ASIN?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, if I go, it probably would, like, Nate.
And anyone else?
Action J.
Andy? I don't know.
I see.
Oh, wait. Nate now wants to know what the hell is RDS Radio.
It doesn't matter.
Just
tell him he's gay. Tell him he's gay.
All right,
cool. Anyways, thanks for chiming in, and good night. Don't die.
We'll see you at
ASIN. See you at ASIN. Bye.
Okay.
Alrighty.
I'm going to go ahead and play a couple more songs, and when we get back, it should be about time.
Just about time.
To when we are going to be calling Liz and Aqua.
And I'll have
awesome.
Brownies.
Yay, brownies for everyone.
And I think I'm going to go downstairs and get myself a brownie.
All right. So here's some songs from some people.
I'm sad.
Don't know who
I'm
sent
sorry,
them
Waffle.
To me. I forgot who sent them to me, but here you go. We are off air.
All
right. Yay, brownies.
Alright, so am I. Be right back.
You jerks.
What? You're getting one. What the hell?
I'm not getting it. Grace is.
Or she's not getting one for you?
Well, no, she's kidding. I'll be right back, guys.
So basically, Scott gets it. Just keep talking. Talk about your day so the recording doesn't get boring.
My day sucked. I woke up early after going to sleep late. Had a presentation thingy on my video for my digital video class, which was nerve-wracking, but everyone liked it, so it was awesome. Yep. Then I've been doing nothing. Yep. They left me. So yeah, WoW is awesome. Everyone should play WoW. Do it. No wait, don't do it. It's evil. What's this song? Gay. So yeah, that big announcement Jay was supposed to say earlier. He was saying he was gay. And Brad was gonna say he was gay also. They're gay for each other. Yep. Oh my god. Man, I wish I had a brownie. Hello? the hell is this song? This is awesome. Oh my god. Brad, you probably just sit in there. See if I say anything stupid. Yep.
Who's
Stop
here?
Eating the microphone.
What?
Stop eating the microphone.
Stop.
Nothing. What's up?
Can't hear you.
You listen to the song, dude.
Waffle, do you want some
extra? Huh?
Want a brownie?
Yeah. Hook me up.
Oh. Hey. Boy.
Mm.
Do you guys hear an echo at all?
Hmm?
Do you guys hear an echo at all?
No.
Oh, good. So I have my speakers on.
Is this song bad or something? It's Barbie Girl in French or something.
Oh, is that what it is? No sound.
Who the hell sent me that? That is so stupid.
It should say at the beginning of the file name.
Yeah, I don't look anymore. Okay. Oh, wait. Scintilla sent that.
Of course.
The next song is going to be awesome.
Really?
Snow Informer.
I'm from FC, right?
Yeah.
Mmm.
Mmm, this is awesome, dude.
Dude, no.
I have toffee brownie with mint,
dude.
Andy's mint ice cream on that.
I don't like mint ice cream.
Mmm. Okay.
What? Okay, no cookie dough ice cream and no mint ice cream.
God. Wait, no.
God.
Suck.
Freaking lamer.
Dude, I've got Nutella ice cream.
Dude, I don't care, man. We're coming in, about 10 seconds here. Mmm. Mmm. That was awesome. That's great.
Mmm.
Mmm. I'm sorry. Well, anyways, we're back.
Oh.
Right. And, hey, you guys probably liked that last song thanks to Scintilla.
Mmm. Oh. Oh, God.
Aww. No, he's not eating PB&J.
Yes, No Informer is the next song. That's from Fall Child. So he's going to have to wait until we go into a break again. And we are all eating brownies with ice cream here, except
but not Scott.
Except
Sorry,
for
guys.
Scott.
Sorry, buddy.
He feels left out right now. We offered it, but he's not driving all the way out from California to pick
you
it
know,
up.
I would,
wrong with you,
but
man.
I have to record and...
I know, we're so restricting on your social life. Sorry. And Iron Chef match officially has 30 seconds left.
30 okay. seconds. You guys can count down like it's New Year's if you want. Yeah. No one will care.
No thanks.
Well, okay, after 30 seconds, everyone message your 20
seconds.
Tell them, like, it's over! Or something. I am going to get ready to do that, actually.
Alright. 10, 9, 8... 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's over!
It's over! Woo!
This computer just crashed.
Who's?
Liz. Okay.
How do you know?
She just said it in chat. In the.
Awesome. Liz's computer just crashed.
Wow.
Premiere just crashed.
Premiere crashed. Anyways. Okay, I guess they're done. Should we go ahead and call up one of them, or should we wait a little bit?
Okay. get situated and get on Skype.
Okay. Anyways. So, what's up, guys?
No. Well, okay, Liz is on Skype.
I was just so talking to myself for like...
I'm gonna go call up Liz first.
Okay.
Is Aqua on Skype?
No, I don't know.
No, she's not online yet. Call up Liz.
Dang, but let me render this. Who cares?
Render it later.
Yeah, seriously, it's not like, you know.
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah.
Hi.
Hello.
We have the Canadian
Nessie.
Female here.
Canadian
representing the rocks and trees of Canada.
Canadian badge.
The rocks, trees, and water.
How did this final Iron Chef go for you?
Yeah.
It was alright. Not too bad.
But it's okay, just, you're supposed to come in and be like,
it was awesome.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Go.
Awesome. Well, since you can't give us any details on which one
well,
is yours.
Okay. I mean, I think it's probably safe. I mean, I don't want to tell her the name of the song, but, well, how far did you get into your song?
I finished it.
You finished the song? Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
How long was your song?
2.5 minutes.
Okay.
Nice. So are you glad that you went for 4 hours instead of just 2 or 3?
Yeah. Well, I had the timeline finished at 3 hours.
Really?
I basically had everything down. But it was nice to have the last hour to add the effects and touch things up.
Did you take a nap?
I couldn't take your advice.
You,
I almost did at 3 hours. I was going to take a half hour nap just because it was all laid down, but sorry.
All right, then.
I'm glad.
Yeah.
That's good. Good times. We actually went ahead and talked to a bunch of the not quite winners tonight. And it seems most of them are thinking Aqua's going to win this one.
Well,
any thoughts
on
that?
Gonna win this one.
You think Aqua's going to win this one?
I don't know. I think we both have a good chance. I don't want to say I don't have any chance or anything, but...
One thing that you might want to know is that I think about 2 hours into it, Aqua came into IRC and said that she was having a really rough time.
That was so horrible.
It's your fault, Liz. You picked
it
the song.
It is. I feel so bad.
There you go. You totally sabotaged Oxcar.
I didn't mean to. Seriously, I picked the song thinking that I could edit to it. I'm like, oh, this wouldn't be too bad. And then she gets the song, and you hear the song, and you both say it's a horrible song. And
yeah, I love that song.
Good job, Liz.
I didn't think it was
No, I'm
bad.
Saying good job, because now I get 20 bucks.
Thank you, 20 bucks.
The strategy totally works. I'm going to put this really bad song in there and hope that Aqua gets it.
No!
Wait, is it like some Canadian song that only Canadians can get, or what?
It's quite possible.
So I guess the judges will just listen to the song and be like, this song sucks, and then you automatically win. I'm just kidding.
I didn't think it was so bad.
Alright, it's fine.
Alright, well, speaking of Aqua, she said, my compy is dying as it is trying to render this, let alone run Skype, so I think she might be a little bit before we get to hear from Aqua.
One bit of time.
Alright, that's cool. That's fine.
Alright, well, tell us about your video. I mean, is it kind of sappy romance-y, or is it a...
Yeah.
Is it a lesbian
it
video game?
No, for once, it's not Yuri.
No, you're... What? You lose.
I know.
You're
going to
lose now.
Time.
You're pretty much going to lose, I don't know.
Well, she's not using Battle Athletes, so...
Yeah.
Which, I mean, you know, if you only ever watch Liz's Battle Athletes videos, you would think Battle Athletes is a completely Yuri show. It's really not.
It's really not.
Sure.
It was just easy to make it look that way.
Fine, whatever.
Okay. Ah, you liked it, shut
you
up.
You jerk.
What?
Hey, I'm the only jerk around here.
Oh yeah, the
That's
elf's
right.
a jerk.
The rest of you are noobs.
Exactly.
And I'm an elitist.
Okay.
Remember that.
All right.
I don't want to hear anything
like, about it.
Yeah, this time it's just a regular romance-y
drama
video. Mm-hmm. No, not really.
Well, effects is that there's blurs and fades.
I know there are.
Fade blurs.
There's always fade blurs. I can't help it.
It's the only thing you do.
I think you need some new material.
I do. I know I do. I'm just, I don't know. When it comes to something like this, it's not like I have time to sit and think about different effects I'm going to use in the video.
Ah, you wouldn't have used effects regardless.
Yeah, I wouldn't have.
It's fine. Fade blurs are... It's okay. It's okay.
I think you used fade blurs in your current video, though. For your for round one.
Hmm?
Me?
Yeah, pardon me.
Nope.
I think you did.
Nope. Only I only ever use fades. I don't add anything to the fades.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When I make a simple video, it's just fades. Nothing else. I don't know.
Well, how boring is that?
It's a simple video. I don't need blurs. Screw blurs.
You don't want Hue.
I don't want Hue. Anyways, okay. That's about it. Nothing new, eh?
No new. Sorry.
Alright, it's okay.
I know, I'm boring.
It's fine. Anything new in Canada?
In all of Canada?
Yeah.
Any more rocks or trees?
No, same amount of rocks and trees.
Well, you do know you're fighting for all of Canada here. You know that?
You're trying to prove that Canada
is better than the U.S.
Not just in AMVs.
That's a lot of pressure.
Not just in AMVs.
Just in general.
Oh, yeah, just in general, of course.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
sorry.
That's a lot of pressure to put on me, all of Canada.
Well, I mean, it's all of Canada, but there's nothing really there, so...
It's like 500 people.
There's like 500 people, all with pitchforks and ice slabs.
A couple penguins here.
I think penguins outnumber people
in Canada. So you're basically fighting for the penguins.
I am. Those poor penguins need somebody to fight for.
And the hockey teams. Yeah.
And the hockey team, which is mostly penguins.
That's dumb.
No, it wasn't. It was hilarious. Okay. Alright, so we got nothing to talk about. It sucks.
Well, I can't really say anything else about my
That's
video.
That's true, you suck. Okay,
I
fine.
Mean,
okay.
It's not my fault.
Who did you think was your hardest competition throughout the entire tournament?
Throughout the tournaments?
Yeah.
Well, I was most nervous about going up against you, but I
That's
think
lame.
Awkward
you know I
is,
suck at Iron Chef.
Is the, would be my toughest, definitely. I don't know. X Nod I was pretty worried about.
Okay.
I'd say Aqua.
Aqua. Alright, that's cool. Mm-hmm. Alright. Well, like you, I don't know if you were listening, but you won't know the results until tomorrow, because all the judges are away, as usual.
Oh, that is not cool.
And you know, they'll probably forget, and you probably won't know for another week.
Wait a week.
And hopefully they give me their results before 4, because that's when I go into work tomorrow.
All right.
I leave on Friday. You gotta leave tomorrow.
What time on Friday?
In the morning.
Leaving for what?
I'm going to Calgary for the weekend.
Ew.
Going on
it's
in
my
Calgary.
Grandma's birthday.
Ew. I mean...
I'm sorry.
I mean, yay.
So yeah, you have to get the results. Otherwise,
well,
I'll cry.
Assuming that, you know, Lee doesn't, you know, go to the hospital from, you know, for getting into a drunken, you know, accident of some sort, we should have it for you.
Good.
No.
No.
You won't come up. You'll never get it.
No.
Well, actually, I wanted to know, Brett, are you going to have a prize for the winner?
Yes, actually.
Really?
Well, for first and second place.
Oh, what are the prizes?
Regardless, well, they've actually had some regular A&D people have stepped forward and decided that they would not mind sponsoring some gifts, or some
Aww.
Prizes, I guess. So, the first place winner is going to receive an assortment of random anime DVDs, courtesy of Castor Troy and Lady DX.
Oh, awesome.
And second place is going to get a random assortment of manga from Jane Lee.
Well, what if the winner wanted the manga?
That's too bad.
Can't they decide which one they want?
No.
Kind of like, what's that show? Price is Right?
No.
No, and then they have to bid. They'd be like, I think that's worth $20.
I have to bid on the prices.
And the price is wrong. Yeah, no, at the finals of The Price is Right, you have like two people.
He said that in Happy Gilmore.
Yeah, I know. I understand he doesn't say the price is wrong. He says whether how close they are to the actual price. Yeah, which showcase is what it is.
Good job.
Your guess is wrong.
It's close enough.
It's so wrong.
So does any of them get, like, a trip to Hawaii or a free car or something?
Maybe.
Matchbox and a picture and, like, a postcard of Hawaii.
Free pass to Aysen?
Yeah, free pass to Aysen.
All right.
Come on, that's much better than Hawaii.
All right, if Liz wins, then she gets to come to Aysen.
Oh, yay! But if she doesn't, she has to be stuck in Canada.
No,
yeah.
She has to come to Aysen.
Yay!
I'm not gonna pay her way. I'm just gonna let her come.
Oh,
oh yes.
They're just not gonna stop
thank
her at the
that.
Airport. You're like, you didn't win.
Like, sorry.
Nah, if I win, I get a free shot at the pillow fight.
Can't do that. No Canadians left. We didn't put this on the website. We couldn't afford it, but no Canadians.
Ouch.
Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yep.
No.
Anyways.
But yeah, those are the prizes, and these aren't gonna get prizes. But me and Brian Rosard are going to be giving a special coordinators awards to both of our favorite videos of the entire tournament.
Yay!
So, kind of a status.
Kind of like the well, you didn't quite win, so.
Well,
this
it's
kind of
like.
Pity.
Well, no, I mean.
Yeah, but it could technically go to the person who won.
No.
I mean, the one that I have in mind right now, I'm waiting to call it until I see Liz and Anka's videos, but the one I have in mind did win the match.
Oh.
But
okay. Well, but, anyways, Aqua is saying that she is on Skype.
Yay.
All right.
I'm gonna go ahead and call her, even though it says offline. We'll see if that works, and we will have her talk on here for a little bit.
Yeah, she's online on my list.
Okay. Well, if that means Skype is being gay. Not good. But there she is.
Hello?
Hey!
Hey.
It's Aqua!
Hey. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah. Hopefully my computer will not hang itself, but...
That's fine. How did we have Liz here on the line too, but how do you think your editing went tonight?
I'm not as confident in this one as the other rounds.
Why not? That's the same thing that Liz said.
Sorry.
You're supposed to say this was the best thing I've ever done.
Because
just say it.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm getting crap, hold on.
She's getting crap. Awesome.
Can that be a prize?
I forgot to turn off the broadcast, so I was getting some echo. Yeah.
Sweet.
Good job.
Alright.
Alright. So how'd you end up liking your song?
Liz, if you come to AWA, I'm going to give you one-way ticket to
so
Mr.
Sorry.
Oni's room.
Oh, what does that mean?
That wouldn't matter. She's way too old.
Oh, that's true.
Well,
she can walk on two legs.
Like 10 years too old for her.
Oh, put her in a little lowly suit.
Dear Lord, no.
It wouldn't happen. He wouldn't know what to do with her. Like, wait a minute, you have breasts.
What are these things on your chest?
These big bags of
You're more
stuff.
Than 3 feet tall. Bags of milk? Milk bags, like in Canada?
Actually, he doesn't come to AOA. He goes to Oticon.
Oh, okay.
I met him. It was a surreal experience.
I mean, is he in person like he is on the boards?
Okay. How he acts in, you know, in chat, on the boards, and everything is absolutely 100% exactly what he's like in real life. Take the worst image that you can think of when you think of that guy, and that's him. It's not necessarily bashing. I mean, he's a nice guy. It's just that the whole lowly thing, you know, got going on. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's exactly how he is.
I mean, I highly doubt he would stand there and, you know, deny anything. You know, be like, no.
Is that how he talks, Fred?
Yeah, that's the you know, the default. You know, hey, I'm not doing anything wrong. Like, he was the entire weekend. He was walking around, and if you want to. Like, look up Oticon 2005 pictures, you know, from A and B people. I'm sure you'll be able to find them. He had one of those little girl hand puppets on his hand.
Oh, no.
Dude, this is not the Mr. Oni show, okay?
She asked me about it.
Just kidding. I'm just saying, I don't really need to know any more about Mr. Oni.
All right, I won't talk about this. Forget it.
It's fine.
Anyways. Okay.
Well, let's ask Aqua the same question about who do you think was your toughest competition throughout the tournament?
Oh, well.
I mean, considering that you didn't get this song.
Yeah. Not knowing the results of this one, I'd probably have to say it was SSJ. I was really nervous about going up against him. You know, he's the IC champion, and I got seated next to him, so, yeah.
So how did you feel when you beat him then?
Oh, I was really surprised actually, because it was, you know, a very close call, and obviously I was excited, but I didn't really go into that match expecting to win.
So you pretty much crapped your pants.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then right after SSJ, you went up against
Zarx, yeah. Out of the frying pan into the fire. Yeah, that was about it.
Awesome.
Dude, I never get the opportunity to use that analogy in actual conversation.
Just say it, Brad.
It doesn't matter.
So
it doesn't
I was just
matter.
Like walking down the street one day and jumped into the frying pan.
Alright. Good job. Grace is like, what's wrong with you?
Sorry.
All right, Aqua. Have you seen any of the other videos that haven't been that weren't in the compilations?
I have possibly one or two. I haven't really made it a point to go and try and find them all.
Okay. Well, one of the questions I was asking the other people were if you had to pick a single video out of all the videos that you've seen in the tournament, which one impressed you the most as far as an Iron Chef video goes?
That's a tough one. You know, I was actually pretty impressed with Bad Martial Arts' Gold Digger video. That one worked out really well for him.
Yeah, that one's going to get an award from Brad because he loved that video.
Yeah, it was very good.
It was phenomenal. I was so impressed. I mean, as far as the 2-hour videos went, absolutely.
Yeah.
That was when the lock kind of choked on.
we actually wanted to call for tonight, but it doesn't seem like the big burly Australians would.
Well, he's at university.
He's hiding.
Or work or something.
Sure.
Hey, Castor Troy is on.
What did you?
But... yeah, Shane and you're still gone, so.
Well, anyways, I'm going to take a little song break, and then we're going to go back into this. Maybe take some callers, who knows?
All right.
So here we go. We are off air, guys.
Alright.
Akko, I'm so sorry about the song.
It's alright. It's happened.
Like, she totally said that.
I listened to the song, and I thought I could edit to it. I'm like, oh, yeah, that could kind of work, so I threw it in the list.
And Liz, then don't apologize.
But she didn't like it, so...
Well, who cares? That's how it goes, man.
Yeah.
Dude, trust me, you didn't want to hear songs that Akko picked out. They were all bad.
Oh, you know that 1,000 Miles would have worked perfectly with it.
Okay, well, yeah, I mean, that would have been just too easy to edit to. The other two songs are terrible.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure Liz would have hated if it was too easy.
Talking about the other two songs.
I hadn't even heard either of the other two.
Yeah.
But... That erotic song is... What the hell?
Erotic?
The hell,
it is much better than the Queen version, I'm sorry, but it is.
Yay. But Liz would have had a terrible time with it, though.
The what?
That song. So it says, it said she would have had a terrible time with it.
Oh. Not really. I mean, if you're taking it from the perspective of the older woman, it's a very sad and dramatic song, you know? You could have done something good with it.
I don't think outside the box.
Well, I am looking forward to seeing both of your videos. Now, where are you guys in terms of...
Oh, right, I guess I should probably export.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, no, I wasn't, because I didn't want it to lag Skype, so I just didn't export it, but I guess I can.
Yeah, I've already exported. I'm doing my final encode, but I forgot what size to make it, so I'm trying to find that in the guide.
What? It's 848 by 480.
Yeah.
Or, I'm sorry. Well, for our purposes, just make it 640 by 360.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Fine. Whatever.
I already have the scripts and everything all done, and I just...
Alright, well then when you export from Premiere, just export to 640 by 360.
Fine. Such a pain, Brad.
Yeah, I know. Here, it's Gene Starling. Call him.
No.
No!
Oh. teach me how to make AMVs.
Who? Ramones fan?
Let's get him on there. That'd be awesome.
Just get him to join the next tournament.
Dude, invite him to join RDS.
No.
Actually, I mean, it would have been really funny if you had gotten AD and Ramones fan to join at the same time. Like, Blue Destiny and Ramones fan. Join.
I don't know. What does that mean, Brad?
You definitely have the largest catalog of videos for a studio.
Sorry?
What?
I don't know. Have you seen my catalog of my videos?
Yeah, I think people beat everyone. I don't know, Steak has quite a bit of videos,
yeah,
and so does
everyone. Dude, are you kidding me? Ramones fan has 155.
Oh yeah, Ramones fan.
Holy shit. Are you serious?
Yes. Yes.
Jeez.
Yeah, but I mean, having a metric ton of crap is still having crap.
Exactly.
It'd be different if it was 100 Coop videos.
Oh, that's so kind of bad.
You suck, Brad.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Brad, you suck.
Yeah, you do suck. Stop sucking, Brad. Have you thought about that? Yeah.
So, how are those brownies?
That's pretty good.
They were good.
Did you wrap them all up, guys?
That's awesome.
I can put saran wrap on it. Okay. Let's wish them. I don't know. I guess. I don't know if you want to, I guess.
Good. Oh, he sent you the yogurt song?
The what song?
Oh, the Always.
Oh. I don't know who sent this song. Who is this song?
You seen that video, haven't you?
What?
That yogurting thing.
Oh, yeah, that's...
It's the song.
Oh, that is?
Okay. Yeah.
Hmm.
Liz.
Yeah.
GB.
Yeah.
That's what Chris says after RDS Radio.
Definitely.
All right. Yes. Sweet.
How GB during RDS Radio?
My settings.
You already have a Canadian logger. Sorry, Grace.
And Grace, it should be sorry me.
Why?
Because that means I get left out.
That's fine. That sucks to be a secondary lover. What the heck is that?
640 to 480,
right? It's kind of not good.
Hmm?
24.
No, that's about right.
640 by
3. Western time of Canada. She can't hear you, Grace.
Almost. I can tell she's talking, I just can't make it out.
Yeah.
What part of Canada are you from?
BC.
Where's
BC? Where are all from?
British Columbia, over
where
in the west.
Girls, where all the girls are from.
Okay, then this is my British Columbia.
Yay!
Go West Coast.
Huh?
West Coast, for the win.
That's just where Waffle's from.
Huh?
God, this is
going to
take forever.
Scandalous.
No. No.
I don't think Rosa would approve
of this. Yeah, maybe I should change the song. Yeah, I'm going to change the song.
Reminds me, I still have cookies. Cookies.
Okay.
So what else did you guys do on the radio tonight?
Nothing.
Make fun of you.
Oh, yeah. You guys always do that.
Oh.
How's that any different?
It's not. Yep.
It's good that you have variety.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, so apparently my export is going to take like 18 minutes.
Sweet.
Awesome.
Oh, 17.
Here you go, Brad, this for you.
This ad is awesome.
Ad? What ad is it?
The Adamax.
You can play this every night. Where is every week?
Of course. It's
all. And you probably will until the end of time.
Did you play the IQ test then?
No.
Oh.
Well, we're back. Hi.
Hello?
Yes, I'm going to play that ad every week. So you just have to catch it. That ad.
Excellent.
It's because it's great.
I always forget what it's about, and then Coder Joe is always like throwing quarters at me, and I have no idea what he's talking about. Why is he throwing quarters? Oh,
no.
Yes. You bounced off my ass. Forgot about that one.
It happens.
Fine.
So anyways.
All right. Well, we have a winner for the Iron Chef tournament.
Already?
Yeah. No, I'm gonna go ahead and announce it right now.
It's
the winner of the online. And the Iron Chef tournament.
Of course, you have to be Batman.
Damn it! See? It is Batman.
Batman.
Congratulations, Batman.
Yay.
Is the winner. And, he wins $20. Yes!
You made a bet with yourself.
Yes! I'm going to yell it really loud. I don't want to.
Yes!
Yes!
I could just see Batman doing that. Like, yeah! I can quit my job now.
Woohoo! It's kind of when I draw a comic, like, of that. Woohoo! I'm awesome!
Woo!
I'm awesome.
Jumps off a building. Yeah!
Woohoo!
Anyway.
No, not really, though. He did win.
No. Shut up, Brad. No, there is no votes yet. In fact, I don't think you guys have you guys even uploaded your.
No, they're not even up yet.
No, mine's still
mine hasn't even rendered yet.
Awesome.
Yeah. All right, I have another secret, but it's not really that big a deal, and probably everyone's gonna be like, "Dude, who cares?" But all of the passwords for all the different FTP accounts that I've made for the tournament, mm-hmm. have been Radiohead song titles.
That's great, Brad.
I know, exactly. That's why I was like, no one's going to care. But the last one, Liz and Aqua are going to have to guess.
You have to guess what it is.
You have to guess the title. You have to guess the password to be able to upload the video. And if you don't get it up within the next 6 hours, you're disqualified.
You just lose.
Sorry.
Wow. That's lame, Brad.
Is it really that hard? You can just look up all their songs and try every single one.
It's my favorite Radiohead song.
Has something to do with gay people or what? Or
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, good.
Has something to do with robots.
In South Africa?
No.
Oh, I got it. Alright.
Got it? See? Alright, then Aqua's gonna win. She's not there.
Awesome. Wait,
is it the one, the one song that killed winning radio?
Maybe.
So, yes.
But you don't know the login. Oh. Heyo.
So, what's the login?
It would be match whatever it is.
Alright, everyone just upload a bunch of crap to.
I don't know the login.
Who cares? Anyways. I guess we should take some callers. If anyone wants to talk to these two. Then we're gonna have to kick someone out to do it.
You can always hack it.
No, forget that.
Who does that?
No, who does that? Honestly.
Kick Brad.
Dude.
Hey, I'm recording. Disaster. Dude, we don't care about you.
Oh.
Dude, it's my tournament.
Dude, we obviously have to kick Jay.
No, you can't kick me. How do you expect this to be broadcasted then?
Who cares?
Alright. Alright, well, I guess no one wants to call in.
Just kick the. And then do the trick. Come on.
Well, okay. Someone do the trick. Nessie?
Okay.
I'm counting on you.
Well, who am I calling?
Well, nobody yet, but I'm just saying.
Don't you need three people on the other side?
No, you don't. I think you just have to call me.
Why don't we go to a song and while we
can... That's a good idea.
No.
Who does that?
No, we want dead air. Dead air is awesome. I don't think you understand how awesome dead air is. Well, actually...
I mean, don't let us interrupt or anything.
No, we won't. We never do.
Actually, let me, you're gonna call up this person, Liz. And I'm not kidding. This is...
That's,
No, that's Liz.
Jay.
No.
Just let it happen.
No.
Stop beeping! I'm gonna stab you while you're sleeping at 8:10.
I'm gonna stab you.
Jay, I'm gonna stab you right now.
Ow! No, I'm not kidding, Liz.
Get him,
so, okay, so do the trick and,
Okay,
yeah.
I'll be back in a minute.
Bye bye.
Awesome.
Wait for your call. Hey, Aqua. Aqua.
Huh?
So do you really hate Liz?
No, I like Liz. Even though she's Canadian, I won't hold it against her.
Okay. So, we gave this pep talk to Liz when you were gone. You know you're fighting for the entire U.S. here.
Yeah, I know. Thanks for the, no pressure there, Coop.
Yeah, no problem. Well, she's fighting for a bunch of rocks and trees.
Yeah.
Like 500 people or something.
Like 500 people and a bunch of penguins. So...
So,
I mean, it's okay. You're just fighting for a bunch of hicks.
You're a bad man.
It's fine. Hey, I'm part of this. That's fine. It's okay.
Ow, ow, ow.
Ah, that's not good. Dude, no, that is not my phone.
Dude, finally, Shinodu is here. Alright.
Apparently, Lee is calling Grace, so.
The hell, Lee? What's wrong with you?
I don't know. I'm gonna go to a song. The last song. I don't know who sent me this.
What is it?
It's from Krat.
I don't know. Wait, are you gonna play it?
Yeah, I'm gonna play it right now. Because I'm waiting for Liz anyway. So
you gonna play it? Good.
Okay. We are off air, and I'm just waiting for Liz. What the hell?
Alright, let me render real quick.
She is calling Gene Starwood.
Oh, God. Kidding me? Ichiku.
You freaking kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you. He wanted to kill
me.
Oh, my God.
No right. Stalker win, please.
Well,
for the
nobody
love
else
holy.
Wanted to talk to you guys.
Dude, gross. And the reveal yourself thread, SSJ is like, dude, is like, you quoted Lee's emo picture. He's like, I'm gonna have that as my background for a while. Huh. Gross.
Yep. 3 minutes. Hell, stupid Krat playing Christina Aguilera song. I don't know what's going on with Liz here. I'm gonna go call up Brian. Since we have an opening anyway.
Hey, Rosa?
Mm-hmm.
That's good, because he was a coordinator.
Guess.
Involved, I guess.
Hey, I coordinated one of the matches.
Hey, I did too.
How do?
Yo.
Hey, Brian.
Hey.
What's up?
Ben.
You're on live. You're on.
What? I'm on right now?
Yeah, no, I'm not gonna. We're off air, but.
No, you're not live. Playing a song.
Awesome.
We're doing an Iron Chef night thing.
Well, we're almost done for the night, actually. It's almost 11.
Have you been watching the videos?
Have I been watching them? I'm trying to download them. I mean, that's slow as fuck.
Oh, yeah. It's really slow, isn't
it? I probably need to restart. I hope my computer doesn't, like, crash on me like it has last week.
Hey, Brian, Liz is going to call you, and we're going to do the trick, okay? Okay?
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Alright.
Hi.
Yo.
Hi.
Hey.
Four hours.
What's up, Chewy?
Why did you guys edit for 4 hours? That sucks. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, I thought, you know, I might get close to a full-length video out of it, but that didn't end up happening.
Did you? Because she finished hers. All right, I'm going to put guys on hold. 1 second.
Okay.
Hey.
Working?
Alright. Are we back?
Hello?
There we are.
Hello?
Hey.
Hello?
Do we have our guest?
Yeah, Brian.
What?
We couldn't get connected to Gene
Starwood.
He
couldn't get his side to work.
Damn.
Apparently he doesn't know how to use microphones and stuff.
Aww. Doesn't have a general license, he doesn't know how to use a microphone. So.
Yeah,
okay.
Alright.
Anyways, right. Aqua, how long is your video?
It's a minute and 30 seconds.
Mm.
Ooh, that's an entire minute
left. After 4 hours, really?
After 4 hours, I was really drawing a blank
I'm
on that.
I'm so sorry.
Nah, it's fine. It is. Don't.
And we're back. We're really back.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Are we really back?
And we picked up another person with us. We have Brian Nickerson.
My assistant coordinator for the Iron Chef tournament.
Yeah.
He's a trooper.
Is it trooper?
Yeah, and Brian picked quite a few of the songs that ended up being used in the tournament. And, yeah, it was a...
Because Brad has bad taste in music.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Obviously. I mean, I picked Gold Digger.
Gold Digger.
That was the best song.
I want Callum on here.
I'll talk hate forever now.
I know, I want to chastise Callum. Alright, I guess I could, like, talk behind his back.
Yeah.
He'll never hear it. He doesn't listen. He won't listen to the show afterwards.
That's true. Alright. Alright, out of all the matches, only one person ended up kind of giving up, like, you know, in the middle of the match, and that was Lockstock.
What do you mean?
And,
I gave up all the time.
No, I'm talking about, like, he officially, like, eyeing me as, like, alright, you know what, just forget it. I'm done.
Well, that was just this year. Last year, Tom the Fish did it.
That's true. No, but that was like at the very end, though.
No, it was in the second round. It was after, because he faced me and he won, and then the second round,
yeah,
he like
round.
Cycled something over for 5 seconds and said, I quit.
No, dude, he made a full video. It was like a minute long, and then he was like, I hate this, and he scrapped the entire thing. That was like an hour into it, and then he made that looping thing.
Yeah.
I'm talking about, like, where Lockstock, he made, like 20 seconds into it, and then he's like, I can't stand this anymore. I'm just done. And, because he hated the song.
Well,
and
it's your fault for picking a crappy song, man.
Dude, it was in the rules, like, you know, plain and, you know, and fair.
That you can end up getting a crappy song.
Exactly. Yeah, or a song that you know, wouldn't necessarily, you know, like to edit to. But that was just the challenge of it, you know? And, I mean, when I put that song in there, even though, I mean, I honestly don't consider it to be a crappy song, but I knew that whoever would get it would probably be like, what the hell, you know? And I was like, no, I don't really care, you know? I wanted it to be a challenge, and I didn't think that anybody would get that pissed off about it, but... Yeah, he was very upset. He was like, dude, this whole tournament's a joke.
Well, you are a jerk, Brad.
So
why you gotta be like that?
Why you gotta be a jerk?
No, I'm the only jerk. Get it straight.
Well, maybe you were filling in for Brad tonight. I don't know.
Hey, look, sad. Just like Brad equals jerk. You guys need to come clear on this whole thing. I mean, I didn't do anything. I was just... I was a patsy.
Anyways, well, since we have Rosard here, we didn't ask the coordinators. Who do you think is going to win tonight?
Who do I?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just, really don't know.
Come on.
Cheap.
All right, fine.
I know they're
completely
both here.
Completely based on the knowledge... I know who had what song... And completely based off that, I would probably say Liz.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about you, Brian? You don't know anything. Based on the tournament.
Well, Aqua's from my hometown, so I'm going to say her.
Okay.
Oh, thanks, Brian.
All right. There you go.
That's I have faith.
All right. Well, I don't know if we have any other questions. Do you have anything else, Brad?
Well, I just want to know, like, how soon you guys are, like, where are you at in terms of your encoding and stuff?
I'm uploading mine.
I have less.
It's got about 8 minutes left.
Okay. And let's...
I just have to sit and upload it.
Alright.
Okay. Alright, well, anyways, I think that's it for the night. Thanks for... interviewees, sort of, kind of. And anyone who participated in the Iron Chef tourney.
Yes, thank you very much. It was a very fun tournament, and I don't know right now if I'm going to do a third one or not. But we'll see. So, yeah.
A lot of fun. Maybe a shorter one.
Maybe.
And maybe by then, you know, the compilation videos will be up.
No, probably not. See, there you go. Aqua has been hounding me about it a lot.
Oh, yeah, somebody has to.
Well, they, like, well, Jay was trying to say that, dude, nobody cares about the compilation videos anymore. Who cares?
Nobody cares, Brad.
If it were up to me, I wouldn't do them because the main reason why I haven't done them is just because I hate doing them. They're really a pain in the ass to do, but if people want to see them, I will do it. So. Anyways.
Good night, everyone. Thanks for listening in, and hopefully tomorrow we'll have...
Oh, are we done?
Winner.
Results?
Yeah. All right. Good night. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Rhea sucks.
What? Brad sucks. It's over.
Jerk. I got the last word.
Yeah.